Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This interview is sponsored by a new and standout destination in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by longtime healthcare professionals Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora blends advanced technology with personalized care to help you feel your best. Whether it's whole body cryotherapy to reduce inflammation, an infrared sauna to detox and relax, LED light therapy to recharge at the cellular level, or assisted stretching to improve mobility, Alora has something for everybody. Their mission to provide science-backed wellness in a calm, welcoming space. Whether you're recovering from a tough workout, managing stress, or just investing in your long-term health, Alora is your modern approach to feeling better mind, body, and soul. Stop by 821 C Highway 12 right across from Kroger or explore more at aloramodernwellness.com. Live here on Sports Talk Mississippi on the Not Fall Camp Tour, and I'm glad to be joined right now by Coach Jeff Lebby. Coach, you got to be down with Not Fall. This is not fall. It's 90 degrees outside.
Yeah, but it's we've actually gotten pretty fortunate.
Yeah, you know, it's been better than it normally is, yes.
It's better than normal. So our guys have really, they've gotten a break, I think, and hopefully, I'm hoping it's going to heat up a little bit for us here in the next 7 to 10 days.
It's going to definitely heat up when we get to August 30th down there in Hattiesburg. Yep. I just go ahead and feel that one coming. I haven't had a chance yet to watch the SEC documentary any given Saturday, but I want to read a tweet to you. From Blaine Crane, who's a podcaster. I'm watching the SEC Any Given Saturday series, and the only thing I've gotten from it so far is that Jeff Lebby's son has an absolute cannon. I want the scouting report on Kane Lebby.
Yeah, my man can spin it a little bit. I do think there's probably a better chance that he's going to be throwing it between his legs than catching the snap and throwing it somewhere else. But we'll see how it plays out.
We'll continue to evaluate. Is that what we're going to say?
That's exactly right.
All right. So, you know, my job and people like me, my job is we're critical of you sometimes, right? Well, you know, you make a decision and however it goes, I get to talk about the result rather than the process that made the decision. I'm going to let you turn it around a little bit here. What's something that people like me in the media, we think, we do, we say we know about football that we just don't know?
Yeah, I think it's just when you deal with people inside the building and you see how invested and how bought in and the day to day and how they're fighting and scratching and clawing for every single inch. I think the outside world and the outside noise they don't get to see that, and they don't understand that piece of it. And you know, my job is to know people and to evaluate people and there's situations that have gone on, I think, inside the first 18 months where there was some noise, but at the end of the day, man, I could not be more convicted about the people inside the building and how everybody here, man, we're pulling the rope the same way. And so I think that's one example of our day to day that not everybody gets to see.
Another thing with this documentary is you get to see what coaches are like in the locker room, and you can see some of that pregame motivation. What is the Jeff Lebby motivational style?
Yeah, I think, you know, you're trying to find ways to create confidence, but also understand that it's still a game of doing, you know, and it's not a false sense of confidence. It's, man, we've prepared and we're ready and you got to go make the play. It's a game of doing, but always trying to find ways to get the best out of every single one of those guys in the locker room.
So something you say a lot is, you know, we know what it's supposed to look like. That's a Lebbyism, if you will. Yeah. So we're 2 weeks into this camp. You just had your first scrimmage. Do you feel like it looks like it's supposed to look like?
We've got a ton of work to do. I think there's been incredible improvement. And so I've tried to fight like heck for the guys to make sure that we all understand. The only comparisons is really each and every one of us of ourselves yesterday. Are we truly better today than we were yesterday? And that's the only thing I want to be able to compare to. And so our guys they've taken to that. We're in a much different place today than we were a year ago today. I'm not talking about that with the team at all, because it's about what's next. It's about August 30th in Hattiesburg. And we are, man, we're trying to get one day better. It's that simple, but it's hard for young people to see that and accomplish that every day.
So when you talk about improvement, is there a player or maybe a position group that has been a surprise to you as how much they've improved from day one of this camp to today?
Yeah, I just think it's been really good seeing the defensive line come together and seeing that group and the improvement that we had to have that's happening. And again, we've got a ton of work to do. We're not where we want to be or need to be, but we are so different at that position than we were a year ago. And so that for me is exciting.
I was thinking the other day about quarterbacks in their second year with you. You know, I think about the leap that Matt Corral had when you were at Ole Miss, then Dylan Gabriel at Oklahoma. Now Blake Shapen in his second year with you. Is there something that you've seen from him in practice where you're like, man, he didn't have a great grasp on that a year ago, but now he really does?
Yeah, I think with just the tempo part of it and how fast we have to make decisions pre-snap, and then post-snap as things are changing and pictures are changing, that piece of it in our normal down offense, he's just gotten a ton better. He's gotten a lot more comfortable. You've got to live those things. I've talked a little bit about this, but man, as hard as it was a year ago to go through what we went through, to have him back for year two is going to be special and going to be fun. And I got all the confidence in the world that he's going to go play his butt off for us.
All right, last night or yesterday afternoon, I guess I should say, you had your first scrimmage of the preseason camp. Normally, when we talk to you, right, you got to say, you know, I got to watch the film. I'm going to assume you've watched the film at this point in the day. What were your thoughts on what you saw on the scrimmage?
The things that stood out were really, again, offensively not taking care of the football the way we need to. I talked about that a little bit last night. That was the immediate part of the scrimmage. I loved the effort on both sides of the football. I thought there was real physicality on both sides of the football, which we needed to see. And those two things really stuck out. You know, just having the ability to be able to go execute a little cleaner, regardless of the group that was in there. You know, there's three different groups going through last night's scrimmage, and the expectation is, man, regardless of who's on the field, you go execute at a really high level to give us an opportunity to go win. And so, not all of it was the ones, not all of it was the threes, not all of it was the twos, but it was a combination of all, and we've got to do a great job of taking care of the football. But on the flip side, I loved seeing the defense make plays, create negatives, and be able to create some turnovers that we're going to have.
As a coach, how do you balance the good and the bad in the scrimmage? I always think, you know, okay, it's great this guy had a 75-yard touchdown catch. It means the defensive back probably made a mistake and got beat there. How do you balance bad and good in a scrimmage?
You want give and take. You do. You want to be able to have good moments on both sides of the football and teams, but you want teachable moments too. And so I do. I think even in the good moments, you have the ability to coach off of and have teachable moments inside the good things. And then when they're bad, man, be able to create some urgency and correcting it. And so there's great give and take. You want give and take. You don't want a lopsided camp, that's for sure. And up to this point, nine practices in, we really have gotten that.
I want to ask you about one of your players who we saw the highlight yesterday of Kelly Jones with the scoop and score. There's not a lot of 6'4" cornerbacks walking the earth today. That's a player you would think with his size, if it all comes together for him, he could have a long career. You know, his development this fall, what have you thought about it?
He's gotten better and better. And Kelly's a guy that, again, you think about playing high school QB. And coming into the system, and he's got all this great football ahead of him. Got to continue to dial in to the fundamentals and the technique of the position. He is everything you want. He's got great length. He's got great speed. He loves to play the game. He does. He just got to continue to strain from a fundamental standpoint, and he has. He's gotten better and better. Love where he's trending.
I think one of the biggest things that fans want to get out of these camps is they want to get an idea of what the depth chart looks like. They want to see that two deep each and every week. For a coach, how quickly does the depth chart come together for you? Do you come in with an idea of like, I think these are going to be the starters, and it changes throughout the camp, or what? How locked in is the depth camp at this depth chart at this point in camp?
Yeah, I think as you look at it, there's certain positions that you kind of know how things are going to sort itself out. And then there's some positions where today, as we sit here this morning, about to get ready for meetings, man, there's great competition at these positions. Maybe it ends up being two guys to make one spot, or somebody goes ahead and pulls away. But there's still great competition. There's great competition in the offensive line room right now. I think there's great competition after Zeke in the tight end room, which we've needed. We've got great competition and depth at running back, and so a couple of positions on offense where those guys, again, I feel like we've got guys that have the ability to go play winning football. How many of those guys go play is yet to be determined.
Do you go from camp mode to game week mode before game week?
We will. We will. So we'll go this week, this entire week. We'll be camp mode still. And then as we get into next week, that's when things will focus more towards, Hattiesburg and getting ready for the 30th.
What's the biggest difference between camp and game modes?
Yeah, I think everything right now is good on good. It's ones on ones, twos on twos, threes on threes, and that's how things are set up. You want great competition, you want fast, physical, tough work, and that's what we're getting. There's a fine line of when that cutoff is, to be able to have the ability to stay healthy. We need another healthy week this week, and that's going to be a huge piece of it. But at the same time, our physicality and the way we practice has got to be what we need to get us ready.
You said the word confidence a little while ago. Let's wrap it up with this. How confident are you in this team to be able to reach the goals that you have set for them this year?
Yeah, I'm confident in the people in the room. I think we've got a group that is talented enough to go do what we need to do to take that next step. And it's like I've talked to the guys nonstop about belief comes from practice. Having urgency in how we communicate and how we align and how we talk and the physicality that we play with. You don't wake up and create confidence just because of whatever it is, it's got to be done. You got to go fight for it, and our guys are doing that, man. I'm proud of how they've responded 9 days in. It's been a tough physical camp. We need to have another great 6 days.
We'll see how it goes. August the 30th, down in Hattiesburg, Mississippi State and Southern Mississippi. For an old guy like me, that's a big game. I don't know how the young kids feel about it, but we'll see where it takes us down there in the Pine Belt. Coach Jeff Lebby, appreciate you joining the Knott Fall Camp Tour, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it, brother. Hail State.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.